The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
You're listening to Voss and Bonnie's My Wife Hates Me on the Riotcast Network. Riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3, testing, go ahead, test yours.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3.
Can you be real? This is
That's a new character I'm working on.
Okay,
oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I thought,
really?
Yeah, he does his dumb characters.
Oh, he does?
Yeah.
Like, do one.
I don't do his characters.
Can you just try to imitate
what?
One?
No, they're, no. I don't do it.
No, Rich! You and your trying to get in the word. Is it like that?
No.
Oh.
He's Chip Chipperson or something.
Yeah, no. I only know about that stuff from Twitter. People tweeting me. People act like I would like sit around just listening to Opie and Jimmy all day long.
Yeah, they think
I got a fucking full life, man. I can't listen to that show.
We got our own show. Why would we listen to that?
I can't listen to my show. You were trying to listen to it last night.
I wasn't trying to listen to
it.
Oh,
I can't stand my voice.
No, I wasn't trying to listen to it. It was great. Last night was one of our
better. No, it wasn't, because I hate when I come across so, like...
Talking to the mic.
I can't.
Talking to the mic and try to be cute.
I come across as so, like, bossy. And
you're so mean. You're yelling, you know.
I was like, shut up. Yeah.
Yes, I'm just trying to talk.
I know, but you weren't letting anyone else talk, and there was too much crosstalk.
No, well, first of all.
And I would stop talking, but then no one else would.
Here's the thing when we do our radio show.
And I don't
this.
Like it to sound like The View.
I'm the anchor of the radio show, so I got to steer it. Steer it in the right, okay? Now, I had to open it up like I'm going to open up the podcast today with a couple thank yous, and then we'll move on. That's all.
Well, is that what you do now? You do thank yous?
Yes, I like to thank people that have helped me and did nice things for me, and this is a way to thank them and get other people to listen to them and respect them.
No, you just want people to do stuff for you so that you I might get a thanks on the podcast. No one cares what
no.
you thanks.
Well, do you really think they care about getting a thanks? I do it out of because I thank people, and I want to thank my parents.
No.
I want to thank the Academy.
Stop.
And I want to thank...
Are you dying?
No. I don't know. I got to go to the doctor today.
I'm so excited. Are you dying?
I want to thank... I was in L.A. last week, and I want to thank Mark Maron, Joe Rogan, Jay Moore.
There's two Joe Rogans?
Mark Maron, Joe Rogan, Jay Moore for putting me on their podcast. I had a great time. And I want to thank our new friend, Jenny, for taking me to Bel Air Country Club.
Jenny and Joan.
Oh, well, only Jenny
Power
took
Power couple,
me.
Jenny and Joan.
Well, Jenny took me.
But Joan came to see your show.
Yeah, they came Friday night. And I didn't even tell you. And of course, there was one girl, you're not funny. Well, get the fuck out. Leave. There's always one, you're not funny. Well, go get it. Guess what? You're fat.
Wait. Richard, let's break it down before you get your emotions involved. What were you talking about when she outburst?
It doesn't matter. Okay. I don't remember. It doesn't matter.
Okay, but you offended her in some way. Look, I'm not taking her side. I'm just trying to get the facts.
Probably.
I feel you fighting back already.
She just thought I
didn't yell it out.
The whole audience thought I was funny, not her.
Right. I do find it fascinating. I've had situations where a woman in the audience doesn't like me and she tries to get her whole table to not laugh.
Yes.
Why would you want to dampen somebody else's
joy? Because you
want
to be...
If you don't like roller coasters, you don't go in front of a roller coaster and be like, this roller coaster made me sick.
Oh, yeah, I do that at roller coasters.
Oh.
Roller coasters,
it's
okay.
That's a good analogy I just did, I think.
Yeah, of course. And I've done that analogy where I go, if you don't like a movie, you don't get up and stand up and tell
everybody. I believe I gave you that analogy.
No, that was my analogy. Or it could have been yours. Mine was a Broadway show,
yes,
which was better.
Yeah, but then I always point out at a Broadway show, the guy doesn't yell into the audience, like, nice shirt, fucking idiot. Yeah. So it goes both ways.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. If you don't like something, you...
Turn it off, get out, leave, do something else.
Okay?
Yes.
Do not think you're going to win. You're not going to win.
But also, it's interesting, though, that, like, I've never been in a movie where someone has yelled out, this is not good. I've felt that way in movies before where I'm like, I think everyone in the audience must be thinking the same thing. This is a shitty movie. But I've never... yelled it out. You just leave, right? So it is fascinating for comedy. For some reason, people do feel the need to be like, I need to express this right now. Even though I'm surrounded by people who are laughing, I need to express that you're not funny. Like, it's like they want you to know.
I was just thinking of a movie that Florentina Norton made years ago called White Chicks.
Oh, I thought that was the Williams brothers.
No, they did one before it. And
they dressed up as girls?
I wish I could tell you how horrible Norton was. I don't remember. I mean, I was bad in it, too.
You were in it?
Yeah, I was in it.
Were you dressed as women?
I know. I think I played a bartender. I stunk. Norton played this character. If I could find this movie.
What would you say was the problem with your performance?
I overacted, probably. As a bartender, I don't even remember what I was.
I know lots of times when you do your lines, it's so
clipped.
No, it's like instead of just being like, hey, do you want a beer? You're like, hey, do you want a beer?
No.
It's like very clipped.
No, it's not.
It's not like it's not that unnatural.
That's robotic. I'm not robotic.
Yeah, no, it's not that unnatural. It's just very, I can't explain it. It's like the words are so.
I mean, I'm sure Florentine stunk too.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Hey, listen, people are saying he was great in Louis.
He
should be up for an Emmy. That's what I think.
Yeah, this was 15 years ago, this movie. If I can get my hands on it, we could sit and just tear everybody to pieces.
Do it on a radio show.
I stunk.
How do you get that? Who made it?
I don't know. The guy must have lost a fortune on it. I think he put like...
Was it a feature film?
He made a film, yeah.
No, but was it a short?
No, it was
a full-length movie,
yeah.
Starring Jim Norton
Florentine
and Jim Florentine.
And Artie Fletcher.
Who's Artie Fletcher?
Some clown in fucking... He lives in Florida now.
Okay, comic. But there's no big stars in it? I mean, at that time, nobody was... None of you guys was anybody?
No. No. I stunk. I know I
okay,
stunk.
Okay, but... What was the name of it?
White Chicks.
White Chicks. If anybody knows...
Well, we can get a copy.
Who is the director?
Put the money up, I think.
Do you know the name?
No, I would never remember the name.
Did you get asked to do it via email?
I don't think they had email when they made this movie.
Well, then it was more than 15 years ago.
Okay. How long has email been around, you think?
I don't know, like 25?
No, email's not been around 25 20? Years. I'd say 17 and a half.
No, it's like 20 years.
No. Email. Let's think. We can look it up. Look it up.
Like 96, I would say, something like
what,
that.
What, email?
95, 96.
That would be 20 years.
Okay.
I remember when...
So it was more than 20 years ago.
No, I don't know. Probably not.
You probably didn't get email till like 6 years ago, though, so...
That was my first email 6 years ago. Someone emailed me for the first time. Was that a
no?
Joke?
That's like you never had a computer or anything, probably.
Yeah, before like up till 6 years ago.
Yeah,
that's when I started getting my. I had a word processor up till 6 years ago. Like, I remember this girl.
Remember when everybody wanted those big? I think Bobby Kelly had it first. What were those big phones? And we got them too.
The
and it had a stylus.
Yeah, the fucking Trios.
Oh, my God.
I still got it in the drawer there. You want me to go get it? You want to look at it?
No.
The trio you're talking about?
Yeah, but they're so, we thought they were so amazing, and they're like, you could touch the screen and do stuff. But I couldn't do anything on mine because I couldn't get my emails on mine. So it was really, mine was pointless. I don't really know why you're going to get it because.
Right,
why do you have it?
This.
Oh my God, it's not even big.
I know.
Jesus, in my mind, it was huge.
Yeah, it's small. It's a trio.
Because phones got really small, and then this was like back to getting big.
This was
it's thick, but it's not. Wow. I used to think that was so big. I was like, I got one of the big phones.
This is one quarter almost of my phone.
Well, you have the
one
six.
Third. This is one third of my phone. One
Jesus,
third.
That's so crazy. Look, but it's like triple thickness.
I got to get a small phone again. That's too big. Why do I need all of that?
Movies.
Well, yeah. Wow.
Isn't that pretty cool that I still have it? I have all my phones.
I remember in my mind, it's like a small.
You know what else I have in my drawer? I have a dial-up. I'm going to go get my dial-up out of the drawer.
No.
I have a flip phone.
The flip phones. Everybody, when the flip phones came out, it was huge. I remember texting people where you had to be like, A, you know, to get like to a C, you had to press the A three times.
I don't remember that.
Because it would be like each letter, each number had three letters to it.
Oh, yeah.
So you had to like press. Oh, it took forever to take. You'd be like, but then you got good at it where you didn't have to look. So really, you could.
I always have to look. I still have to look. Because I'm not a typer.
Some letters you had to press three times.
Where can we get a hold of that movie, White Chicks?
And not the Wayans Brother movie.
The Jim Florentine, Jim Norton.
Starring Norton and Florentine.
And Artie Fletcher.
If anybody has that, knows about it, Rich will give you a free DVD.
No. Oh, yeah, I'll give them whatever they want.
The special that we're working on right now, we figured
special.
Out the title, #legend.
Do you think that's a little self-indulgent?
Yes, that's why it's so funny.
But what if people watch and go, he stinks, he's not a legend? See, now you got to, if I use that as a title, mm-hmm. then it's got to be so good. People are going to go, well, this
no,
is
no,
good.
No, 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 it doesn't. It's like saying that you're like, if it would be like if I like put on my title like.
Big tits. They would expect big tits.
No, they'd be like, she's obviously joking about the big tits thing. It's ironic.
Yeah, but I'm not joking. I am a legend. So would
it, I know, that's why it gets a little tricky.
You know what I mean?
But we're gonna pretend that it's ironic.
I mean, I wouldn't say that about myself, but people always.
But the
come
thing
up.
About it though, like people will constantly be like, "Oh, Rich Voss, legend." Like they'd have to refer to legend with you with your name all the time if you had to go out and do press about it and stuff. So yeah, you should definitely do it. You know, you got to put one little tiny thing, maybe a line under that makes it funny so people know that you're joking. Even though I know you're not really joking.
Well, I mean, how is it like when you're, what do you call it? Like when just people come up. You know, all these people, they always come up to you and they go, oh man, you're a legend. You know, stop.
Stop,
I'm just,
Rich. Rich,
it's hard.
No,
to, what?
No, no. What? I'm not going to allow this kind of talk.
All right, let's
because
move.
You know what? I'm going to save you from yourself right now.
Why?
Because right now, the only way that you can say people keep coming up and calling me a legend,
you know what?
Is to be negative about it. Be like, come on, I'm just a person.
Yeah, I was going to say
which
that.
Is even more disgusting that you're like so modest. You live for people to come up and say you're a legend. You live for it.
Last night we stopped.
Why don't you go call me legend? Why don't you call it that? That's what? Funny.
Call me legend?
Yes, because then it's obviously a joke. Like, who would say that? Call me legend. Please, please be the title.
All right, I'll do
and whatever. And then, you know, have some really ridiculous, you know, picture that's like, you know,
my old one with the long hair. No.
No. No, but I was thinking like over, you know, like you don't smoke, but it would be like cigarette smoke coming out you, like sitting on a piano or something. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like a fucking
like a legend,
like a Lenny Bruce. Like, I have pictures like that. Like, the, almost a picture of the shot during my special of me from behind.
Yes, but it has to be something where it's going to be funny. It's
my
also,
album cover from...
how about you looking in the mirror? That's funny. Like a really, like, kind of artistic shot of you. Because it's got to, like, it's Call Me Legend and then you're looking in the mirror. That's pretty funny.
Fixing my tie?
No, that's too real.
Oh.
It's got to be like, this is so overblown, it's ridiculous.
All right.
How about you? No, I know. You looking in the river. Like at your reflection. That's pretty funny.
We'll figure it out. I mean, I'm going. I like the path you're going. You watch the hour. How
I thought it was fantastic. It's your best work to date.
No,
I swear to God, it's really really good. I was very impressed with the writing.
Really.
I'm not lying.
Like my new CD, people like the new CD, 141 IQ.
Yeah, that one was really good.
But
and I was
mean,
like,
that's got a lot of the material that's in my hour.
I don't think I ever listened to 141 IQ.
It's really a good CD. People say, I don't know, I don't listen to this stuff. I hate
people
it.
Call you a legend when they hear it.
So I want to thank Mark Maron, Joe Rogan, Jay Moore, and Jenny.
All right.
Three people, I can't pronounce their names without
slurring. It's four people.
Oh, but three of them I said I can't pronounce without slurring. Did
141 IQ.
And that doesn't. I can still have a disability.
No, yeah. What? Not being able to count?
No, I said three out of four, you fucking idiot. I'm counting. I know how to count. You don't know how to count.
1, 3, 9, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
So we did our radio show. Did you like when my new friend called in?
Jenny.
The therapist.
Are we going to talk about her again?
No, just for a minute. Then we're going to move on.
What did she do to you? Did she give you free medication or something?
No, she's a therapist, not a psychiatrist. I got to go to the stomach
doctor tonight.
But
why? I've never... First of all...
Well, I talk about Roy. Roy is my
girlfriend. No, you've never talked about Roy like this. I mean, you've been like, yeah, Roy's cool and stuff.
Fucking Roy is...
But you're slightly, in the beginning especially, you were slightly wary of Roy. You were like,
I was
kind of
hypnotized about the whole thing. I've never experienced something...
What?
I mean, I've got to... No, I've gone to great courses and great play. It was a good experience. Anyhow, let's move on. Last night,
Roy and Jenny, you should get your favorite fans together. Roy, Jenny, who else?
Oh, I got a lot of fans.
Brian Bachner.
Who?
From Twitter.
What's the other guy that introduced me? Oh, why can't I think of his name?
Oh, yeah.
He drove a million miles.
It starts with an F.
Oh, Fontaine.
Fontaine. What about Brian Johnson? Doesn't ever stop tweeting.
I have friends. I got friends in Buffalo I'm playing golf with. I got friends
everywhere. Last time I said, hey, you want me to figure out some, sayings explained. People wrote me some sayings to explain.
You know what I should do?
But I can't find them now because they're so far down on the Twitter.
I should let Roy and Jenny read our script. I should let them read it. Let them get it. Nah.
What, do you think you should read it first?
I read half of it.
How come you just stopped? It wasn't interesting to you?
I loved it, but I just started getting
involved.
I signed
the contract this week.
How come I didn't sign it? I'm not involved in it.
I haven't gotten it yet. I said I'm going to sign the contract. Okay, probably next week because I'll get it to my lawyers.
We stopped in last night, and Sam Morrell was taping his CD. Very funny.
Very,
very funny.
Great writer.
Good writer. Very funny. Very confident. I
always get a little irritated by that confidence.
Why?
I don't know. It's like, it's better to watch someone confident, but still slightly irritating because it's like, you know.
Well, you know why? Because I'll tell you why he was so confident.
Why?
That was his second show. His first show, he said, went great.
Right.
So if your first show went great, your second one, it's just gravy. You go, hey, I'm fucking confident. I thought he was very funny what we saw. I haven't watched him in years. I don't really watch comics. I mean, we went down there just basically not to see him, to let people know that, you know, we're going to see him. You know, we were the biggest people going to see him. You see what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm saying?
You think that, like, Sam, somebody's going to be like, hey, Sam, guess what? I saw Rich and Bonnie here. That he's going to be like, oh, my God, I'm glad I didn't know before I went on.
I talked to him before I went on. He goes, thanks for coming. I go, we're not staying. He goes, you're a fucking ass right before I go on.
Good. Good. But see, even that didn't throw him.
No, I said, I asked him how the first show went. And he said, great. Drew Frazier is the best warm-up comic in the world.
Mm-hmm.
He gets the crowd in perfect shape. He's
there was a girl great. In front of us. I was sitting with my friend, Anya.
Her. Oh, yeah.
Who's I listened to her whole... She sent me a secret...
Copy
of her new
Why
album.
Why are you playing with your tits?
I just
talking?
Fixed my bra. I'm sorry. Oh, when I
Why
talk about Anya, I gotta like rub my boobs. No, so it's so good. It's really, really, really good album.
All right, so what are you saying?
When it comes out, Anya Marina.
Somebody was sitting in front of you. What?
So was laughing so hard. This girl.
The one
everything.
With her boyfriend. She was very good looking. That one.
I didn't notice that. Her hair was all pulled back in a ponytail.
Oh, I don't know. I just.
Yeah,
she was laughing.
No, it was fun.
Hard.
It was funny. Like it's, I so rarely sit in the audience. It's fun to watch people cracking up.
I know. Like who can laugh that much? I just go, oh, that was good.
And I didn't laugh at all.
I laughed a little.
For anybody. I went like this once. Like
I laughed a little.
My shoulders moved a little.
I laughed for Drew a little. Drew, and I laughed for Sam. There was a couple lines, but you know when I'm watching.
What about the guy in between?
I go. Yeah, that's good. That's funny. That's good.
Yeah.
And that's what I.
He
usually
was a good
do.
Writer too.
That's what I usually do is say.
I know why
oh,
Sam picked
good.
Him to open.
Because he just does material and he's so.
Because he's yes, he's like shorter, more unattractive, slightly less funny than Sam version of Sam.
Well, Sam obviously. I thought Sam was going to go
like
on.
Sam right. looks like a fucking... When Sam came on stage after that guy, Sam looked like a supermodel compared to that other Neanderthal.
I said that.
Like,
I
that's
said
like
that.
A smart move. I'm going to do that. I'm going to get somebody that's like
I told,
short and round.
He looked like the third guy from the left on the Evolution of Man poster, that guy.
Isn't that What's His Face's joke?
Who's? It's my joke. Or maybe somebody else. I mean, it's not a hard joke to think of, but who?
No, I thought the guy from Last Comic Standing.
Who?
Oh, what's his name?
What season?
Mine, you know.
Oh, Jay. Oh,
Jay
yeah.
London.
Yeah, but I said I was doing that joke before he started comedy, and I even said to you, I go, I do that joke.
Oh.
But I didn't call him because he does look like that.
Right.
So, I mean, and it's no big deal. You know, I would use it to somebody in the audience as
right.
crowd work. He used it about himself.
Uh-huh.
So I'm not going to call him. Plus, I don't even think he's doing comedy anymore. That was sad. He was kind of funny.
He doesn't do good comedy anymore? How do
no,
you know?
I don't say good. I don't think he does comedy. I haven't seen him anywhere.
Oh.
He was kind of weird. He was on your season. Anyhow, so Sam, that was fun. Our radio show was fun. This week, Bonnie's going to Toronto. Where are you working? What's the name of it?
Comedy Bar, 5th and 6th.
And I'm in Buffalo at Helium, and then Sunday I'm at that place, the Comedy Bar.
Here, since we're doing this.
Do the read. Read up.
Okay,
read
then,
up.
And then we'll talk about all that stuff we were going to talk about. Really going to get in depth.
What?
Look at your face. You're so scared.
I'm not scared of nothing.
Really? You're not scared of feminists?
Not at all. Why would I be scared? You're scared.
All
of
men are scared of feminists.
I'm not. I'm scared of what the doctor's going to tell me when I go today about
why,
my inside.
Why? For what do you got to do?
My stomach. The pains.
Have
stuff.
You been eating your yogurt? You know what it might be? That stuff you eat all the time.
What? Citracel?
Yeah.
No, that's for your poo.
Okay.
I
Daily.
Don't eat it. I drink it. I don't eat Citracel. You drink it.
Okay, ingest it. Big deal. You really? You're going to stop the podcast? Hey, you said eat and it's drink. Nah.
Yeah. I want to thank Jay.
Stop.
Go ahead.
Jay Moore, when we were last coming standing, and then I didn't come back for the season between first and second.
No, after second, third.
Oh, the third season. Yeah, between first and second.
There wouldn't be between. Yeah, I don't know how to count. Does three come between one and two? It would come after two.
The competition was between season one and season two.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yes.
That's what I said.
No, you
that's
said,
what I said
it,
it was between. Yes, it was between one and two. Season one went against season two.
Yeah, but you said between. Okay, so what about it? You said three came between one and two, and I said three comes after two. But what I know what you're saying. Season three was competition between one and two. Yes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. What, did you add any words to that that I didn't say? No. You said it exactly as I just said it.
What about Jay Moore?
Jay Moore said the reason I wasn't there was because I had AIDS. Televised nationally on NBC. Nobody, not one person sent me a Get Well card. Not one. DailyFantasySports.codes. Are you a daily fantasy sports guru? Or just trying to learn the basics? Haven't... Oh, whoops. Start again.
Rewind.
I'm not reading. This is all a natural. This is how I really feel, okay, about dailyfantasysports.codes, which if you are a daily fantasy sports guru or just trying to learn the basics, you should hop on to dailyfantasysports.codes. You've seen the ads for daily fantasy sports sites where you can play with real money for prizes up to $1 million. $1 million! Before you sign up for any daily fantasy sports site, check out dailyfantasysports.codes. Check it out. Read unbiased reviews and make sure to visit them first so you're getting the best bonuses possible. Learn the strategies to help you win over the long term. Follow them on Twitter at DFSCodes or visit dailyfantasysports.codes. Do it now. Win up to $1 million.
Do you know... we never do the Amazon stuff. Like if people go to Amazon, you can make money if they buy. I heard other podcasts are making tons of money because people, when they go to Amazon,
because everybody goes to Amazon every day.
And what was that thing we used to say?
I don't even put it in. I don't even go through the My Wife Hates Me thing.
When you buy off of Amazon, you could make a kickback. What do you go to My Wife Hates Me /Amazon or something?
Yeah.
We don't know what the code is anymore. How come we don't plug that?
It might be like my wife or it might be hates.
My wife hates me. Or hates.
No, the code I think is my wife.
Yeah. How come we don't do that? Why don't we try to make money from this podcast ever?
Because it's just...
We've been doing this over 2 years. We haven't made a fucking dime. It costs me money. Oh, I got to go... I got to go back to the fucking...
We have made a dime. We got a couple of reads before I get... Look, at we've been reading this fantasy...
For 4 months.
Yeah, and I have not said one negative thing. Not one negative thing. I will say this. Gamefly, go fuck yourself.
Who are they?
Remember, we said... Because I was like yelling, Gamefly, go fuck yourself.
Why? But they use us, right?
No, not anymore. Probably because I yelled, Gamefly, go fuck yourself.
No, you didn't. Really? Why, they were big with us. They liked us, Gamefly.
Well,
Why'd you tell them to go fuck themselves?
I don't remember.
But why would they get mad?
Why would they get mad at that? If you have a company, you want to let me do the read the way that I want to do it.
You're going to get a lot of business.
People are going to listen. People aren't going to listen to just a regular read. They want to hear.
Yeah.
They want to hear about shit in the read.
They don't want to hear about
shit in the read.
They don't want to hear about Hitler and AIDS and go fuck yourself, right?
Because people will listen to that.
So that's how you want to do reads.
If you want to let us do a read like that, we'll give you a discount.
Like, say you were doing a commercial on TV for, say, for
if
a
you
car.
All of a sudden heard somebody being like
on TV,
Honda, like, go fuck yourself.
Okay, like say, okay,
you'd be like, what the?
All right, you're with an ad agency. I come in. Here's my we're trying to sell these new. These new BMWs, Z5s. The Z3 and Z4 did so well for us, the Z5s. What would your campaign be?
I don't know. I got to go in the moment and just do it. I can't just...
Okay, well, do a Z5 commercial for us. How do you think you would do it?
I don't want to do... You know what? This is what you do. You do a song about... Do this. Do a voice for this.
Yes.
I'm not your fucking dancing monkey anymore.
No.
You want a Z5? Go fucking get a Z5.
That's
just
good.
Just go get it. I don't need to fucking sit around and tell... I can't even drive. I can barely fucking drive. Why would anyone listen to me about a fucking BMW?
You can barely drive?
I'm not a great driver. I one time, and I never told anybody this, but I hit a car when getting into the tunnel, and then I just kept going, and nothing ever happened.
What did that car?
We both went like.
Oh. With the BMW that you
had?
Yeah,
but it didn't have a scratch or anything. Just on the bumper, I guess.
So then what are you supposed to do? Stop if you don't have a scratch?
I don't know. How would you know? He had a fucking shitty car. He was probably like, I don't feel like stopping.
What if you say you ran into a car bad and you kind of put a big dent in it and the guy said, look, you just give me a quick hand job, I'll let you go. What would you do?
Done. Yeah. Wouldn't you? Rather than fucking have to deal with an insurance company?
What if he said you got to blow me?
Oh, that's a little grosser.
Fuck me. What if he said
No.
Okay, you wouldn't mug him. But what if he said,
because
right,
you're going to get fucked by the insurance company, so you might as well just go that route.
That's a good analogy. I like that. Someone tweeted that I can't get horny on the podcast anymore.
Why? Because it's gross?
Yeah. Sounds.
Yeah, because I think people think of us as peers, not lovers. I mean, it does gross me out. Yesterday, you tried to rape me on the couch.
I didn't try to rape you. I was just playing with your tits.
Stop. Please don't say tits.
What are you, your bosoms?
No. God,
I was playing with your bosoms.
1800s rich. I married a man from the 1800s. Wife, let me play with your bosoms.
Now, people back in the day, in, say, the 1800s.
Yeah. No, stop. Stop. I don't want to do it. I don't want to waste it right now. I want to just do it on stage.
Practice it here.
No, I'm not going to practice.
Why? No. I'm trying to help
you. I practice in front of the mirror with a hairbrush like everybody else. No, I don't practice. I do no practice on the podcast.
Do you ever masturbate with a hairbrush handle?
Who hasn't? Come on. One time I masturbated with a... that wasn't me. My friend told me this. I almost thought it was me. And I was like, well, I didn't have a maraca. She told me she masturbated with a maraca.
She put a maraca in.
The end.
Oh.
But it makes a lot of noise.
Oh. Did she? Well, that's kind of funny. She put the... you got to be careful. You could get splinters from that.
No, I mean, come on. I think that's a pretty...
You got to be careful what you put in your...
Well, hairbrushes have wooden handles too, you know.
Well, you got to use the plastic handles. I always use the plastic.
That's why I always buy a cheap hairbrush for masturbation purposes.
Yeah, listen. So, what did you want to talk about? You said feminism?
No. I said, are you scared of feminists? I was just joking. I didn't have anything to talk about. I thought you might come up with something.
How come I do... every week I come up with something.
Because it's your podcast.
And it's not our podcast.
Stop.
What?
Okay,
hold on.
I'm going to go on the phone.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, this is for Rob Sprantz. All right.
So what? He can't wait 3 seconds till we're done the podcast?
No, this is about who puts up our podcast. You know, this is the company that without them, we can't do our podcast.
Yeah, but still, I don't think they'd be mad that you'd be like, yeah, sorry I didn't get back to you right away. I was doing the podcast. I was being professional for the thing that you put on your fucking network. No, they'd be like, oh, yeah, no. It's like if a fucking television executive stopped by the, Jimmy Fallon show and Jimmy didn't jump up in the middle of his show to go shake his hand. The guy wouldn't be mad. He'd be like, well, he's doing a show. He's in the middle of a show.
I would jump up and shake his hand.
Yeah, you would. You'd be in the middle. Remember the time? Remember? I don't know if we must have said this on the podcast, but it's worth repeating. It's a good story. I was pregnant.
Oh.
We went to a Broadway show, and we didn't know anything about the show. Remember that guy wanted you to do a Broadway show for a while?
Yeah.
I don't know what he saw in you. It was so weird. So then he invited us to a Broadway show, but we didn't know what the show was. We kind of got there late. I was really pregnant, and I was eating, and we were getting in trouble. Yeah. And
every time you take a bite of your whatever you had,
the lady turned around. Shh. But it was also the most depressing. It was about kids dying and stuff.
Yeah, what was it? It was a big hit in England. It was a big hit in England. And
I don't remember the name of it, but it was it was from the 1700s. It was it takes place in the 1700s where, women would get fucked by, royalty or something, and then they'd have to kill their baby so no one would ever know about it and stuff. It was really awful. And Anyway, so at intermission, you know, we stand up and you thought you saw the head of Comedy Central.
Yeah.
And you were like, you go, oh my God. And you pushed me out of the way. You literally pushed. I was 7 months pregnant at the time. You just shoved me right out of the way and went running up. And I looked over at you and you were shaking. You were like pumping the guy's hand, like really excitedly and talking. We were being animated, and the guy was just kind of like looking at you. I don't even know if he said anything. Did he say anything to you?
I don't remember.
Okay. Then you came back and you were like, oh, that was, and you had told him that we had a show. Didn't you say stuff?
We just shot a pilot for you guys.
Yeah. And so that was the first pilot that we did for Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Although it might have been the only pilot for Comedy Central.
No, well, I did a couple for that.
Oh, yeah, right. So came back, and then later at the end of the show, we ran into someone else from Comedy Central that we knew.
Lou
Wallach. And you were like, oh, I just saw the head of Comedy Central. And he was like, oh, really? He's in
California right
California
now.
Right now. And then you go, oh, that guy over there. And you were like, that's not him. So you had just went up to a stranger.
Maybe he had the same name, though, as the guy, Doug.
I think he was just scared of you. Because you went with such
enthusiasm.
It was crazy how you approached him. I would have never. You were like, I never. And then later, as if that wasn't a bad enough faux pas. So later, we were invited to Tavern on the Green for the, like, it was the party. This was the opening night, I guess, and of this Broadway show. And we go to the Tavern on the Green, and it's like all these, you know, big shots are there, and
a lot of Broadway people.
Somebody, I guess, this man in a tuxedo stopped you and said he knew you
from my comedy
and started talking to you, and you were talking to him and pontificating, and you were being a little bit like, just a tad like, you know, just upping your game a little bit in terms of like,
well, you know, I was at a Broadway after party,
you know, if you had had a cognac, you would have been swirling it type of thing. And then you go, now what are you something on the in the play, or you were asking, like, you wanted to know if he was a producer on the play or something. He goes, oh, I sat you guys. He was the usher. That's why he was wearing a tuxedo. How long did you talk to him? Oh, I sat you guys.
I was trying to impress the usher. He was a good usher, let me tell you. He was probably the
best usher.
I can't
believe he got to go to the Tavern on the Green. They let the ushers go.
Well, yeah, they let the whole, you know, I mean, that, you gotta look out for the blue collar worker. I do.
Oh my God,
I'm a blue collar guy.
Oh, and then I said to the one of the producers, the lady producer of the play, we're all standing around a group, and she goes, "What'd you think of it?" And I go, "It wasn't that funny." And her face, I was like, "Oh boy."
I was watching on Facebook yesterday. I saw this America's Got Talent, and this kid came out and he stuttered really bad. He was hit with a baseball in his throat and it fucked him up.
That's life. Why he stuttered?
Uh-huh.
It wasn't a birth defect?
No, it fucked up his vocal cords.
Oh my God, I didn't know that
like,
could happen.
And it was such a sad
story. Oh, it hurts me just to think about
it. It's a sad story. He's going like, you know, the kind of guy I was, I would never even have hung out with the kind of guy I am now. You know what I mean? And
ew.
It was sad. But, you know, he's saying, you know, it changed his life.
He's a gross person.
Yeah, but he was young. He was a kid. What are you looking at your emails for?
I'm just listening to you.
And he was a young kid, and he did stand-up. And he had a really one funny joke that was really funny. And they fucking loved him. I mean, it's a sad story, you know. Howie Mandel gave him like the golden ticket or whatever, brings him, I don't know, whatever it is, because I don't watch America's Got Talent. Stern liked him. The crowd went fucking nuts, you know. I mean, his whole act. You know, I thought when he stuttered, I thought when he was going to do comedy, he wouldn't stutter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like
a singer.
Like a singer. But he stuttered, but he had some good material. And then all the comments on Facebook, you know, you're such an inspiration. You're this, you're that, you're this, you're that. And I wrote funny stuff. The timing was off, but I erased it because people wouldn't get it. They just wouldn't get the fact. They would think I'm mean.
Right. But so you could have let people think. I let people think I'm mean.
No, but it was kind of cool to watch the kid. I felt, you know.
Well, it's weird because like I have a joke in my act that says I hate deaf people, and people believe it. Like they get upset. Yeah. One time I looked in the audience and there was a guy who was deaf, and he was like, "I was like, oh, shut the fuck up."
He didn't talk. He went.
He was like, he pointed to his ear.
He went to a show to read lips.
Yeah, I guess so. Or he had a hearing aid or something.
Oh.
But he like was angry, and it was like, I'm obviously fucking joking, douchebag.
I was doing a deaf show.
Like,
once.
You think you can go through life just because you're handicapped without anybody ever saying anything negative to you? Oh my God, I just sound like such a horrible person.
You are a horrible person. Everybody knows that. You just said you like to do horrible things. What are you, fucking schizophrenic too? You're horrible and schizophrenic.
I'm mean, but I'm also self-aware, so it's a hard. It'd be easier just to be mean and not know, like. You know, not have the guilt of it.
I got to switch my flight tomorrow. I don't want to leave early to Buffalo.
Okay. Are we done?
No, we got 6 minutes. How the fuck, what can we talk about for 6 minutes?
Well, I was talking to my friend on the phone who's having some breakup issues. Lately, all my friends are having breakup issues.
They always call you.
They always call me. I don't know why.
Why do you keep repeating me? What are we, the Sklar brothers?
Are we the Sklar brothers? I don't think so.
Okay.
And anyway, so I was saying he's a douchebag, her ex-boyfriend, and you were yelling at me.
Yeah, you can't call him a douchebag because in case she gets back with him, then, you know, you're going to go, she's going to remember that you said, oh, he's a douchebag. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Can you explain it one more time?
Can you want to hear this? Listen to this email. I can't take these, you know. Hi, Rich. This is so-and-so. We spoke briefly.
Can I read it? Because I'm just better at reading.
No, I'll read it.
Well, let me read it. Please.
Don't use names.
I won't. Hi, Rich. This is Blankety Blank. We spoke briefly on the phone about a month ago. I will be the host for the show at, can I say the name of the place?
Yeah.
O'Brien's. He said O'Brien's. Is that what it's called?
I don't know. O'Brien's, I guess.
On July 9th, I was speaking with Mm-mm about hosting work on his Comedy Shop shows, and he recommended that I contact you for advice. Long and short of it is, I have never hosted before, and I was hoping I could pick your brain in years of experience for advice and tips to be a great host. Any help / tips / nothing would be greatly appreciated. Oh my God. Oh my God. What? Go to fucking comedy school or something.
Yeah,
really, like, get on stage, do some fucking jokes, announce the fucking first act. I'd write it back and go, you've seen people do it before, right? Yeah, just do it like that. Like, 99% of people who've been to comedy before, like, this guy wants to be a comedian, and he's like, look, I've never been to a comedy show. I've never hosted. I don't have any jokes. Any advice? Yeah.
I just said practice. I went, time takes time. You'll look back on this and go, brilliant advice. I said, be clean in the beginning. That's it.
But, oh, I can't believe you would actually give advice. Because now he thinks it's appropriate to like just email fucking. I'm going to email Louis C.K. and I'm going to be like, hey, listen.
That's what's wrong with fucking the internet and email and all that stuff. And Twitter. These people think like.
Hey, Dane, I've never done 6 hours on stage before. Any advice?
This comic. I mean, not this comic. This guy writes to me. I had this idea. I've never had. You know, I think it's going to go to. You know, I whatever he goes can.
I can't believe you wrote that guy back. You shouldn't have written him back because now he thinks that's okay. Now he thinks it's okay. Like, do you think Todd Berry would have written him back? No. Do you think that anybody that's like a professional headlining comedian?
So,
but see, that's what you shouldn't do. That's probably what you shouldn't do. Smashing him publicly is probably going too far in the other direction. Like smashing him on stage. You know, one time I did a show where the MC goes, she's got an HBO special. She's been on Letterman. Her husband is Rich Voss. Please welcome. I was like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, he's not even in the building. Like, it's not like you can point to him and be like, there he is sitting in the back. Just as a random part of my thing. So I smashed him publicly. That's my point.
What this other guy wanted me, he has some idea. He goes, can we get together and I could talk to you? I go, $500 for 2 hours to talk to me.
That's not that bad. It's a pretty good price.
I give him a deal. I go, you want...
You gave him a deal? Don't act like now. You just realized, like, oh, before you were like, that's a lot. And when I just said it's reasonable, no. You go, oh, I gave him a deal.
No, it is a deal for me to get
Rich.
Together. What? $500 for 2 hours to pick my brain.
No, I agree it's a deal, but you wouldn't have thought so until I just said it. Then you're like, I gave him a deal.
I
know your manipulation.
Years experience. I got 30 years. 32.
What do you call your special gum in my upper lip?
What do you call?
Douche.
Okay, jackass. I fucking gave him a deal. You're going to fall back on your chair and break your head.
Oh, my God.
And break your head.
Oh, my God.
Don't lean back on it. You're going to slip. It'll slip from under you. I've seen that happen a million times. And I'm not cleaning up the blood. I got to go to the doctor. If you fall and crack your head.
Well, you could just take me with you then. It wouldn't be such
a
big deal.
I'm going to a stomach doctor.
Can we be done?
Two, we got a minute. We're counting down at the minute.
If you're a comedian and you don't fucking like have an understanding of what hosting is, then go fucking shoot yourself in the face.
Why do people
go get a baseball bat to your fucking
why does
throat?
Why fucking everybody think that because email and internet that everybody wants?
Hey, listen, I wanted to pick your brain. First of all, your email was too long. I can't even believe you read the whole thing. Like, I would have just deleted it already. Like, I wouldn't read that whole fucking thing. How did he have your email?
Because I don't know. I'm working with him somewhere. Why do these people think that we...
I'm just wondering what I should wear probably as the middle act. Pick your brain about it.
Listen, I'm going to go get a haircut. What
do guest spots usually have their hair looking like?
It's...
Eyebrows or no eyebrows? That's my question to you today. As an up-and-coming comedian.
But it's just how they think they can...
Go watch fucking 80 hours of comedy. Just go watch it. That's what everybody does. You just go watch it. You love it. You have an innate understanding of it. If you're going to be good at... That guy's never going to be good. He should just get it. You should just write him back and go, get out now. Go get a fucking real job. You're not going to make it.
Maybe he's just dumb. People are dumb.
Yeah, but you can't be dumb and be a comedian. That's just it won't work. There's too many balls in the air at any given time. Like
we're not talking about juggling.
When I'm doing I'm passionate about this. Okay,
yeah,
when I'm
that's doing, why I showed you the email.
When I'm doing stand up at a you know, comedy shop gig, it's a completely different set of skills that I need than when I do it on Letterman, let's say. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yes. or when you do it at the cellar or from the cellar to the
stand.
The stand is not that different.
No.
And but I'm just saying, like, every audience is different. You know, when you do Ohio, it's different than doing San Francisco.
I bring my same audience all over the country.
Okay, but you still have to deal. Your brain has to be going all the time. You think it's easy because your brain works very quickly.
No, I know your brain has to work all the time. I get it. I get the high. When I'm doing a joke, I'm thinking where I'm going to be three jokes ahead almost sometimes. I'm so far behind. Okay, you see what I'm saying?
That other guy had, like, he got hit with a baseball in his throat. That's why he was like that, but you're just it's weird when people get into comedy and they don't. I remember one time I said to some girl something about, like, she was saying something. I go, that sounds like Patton Oswalt bit. She goes, who's that? And I was like, get out of comedy. Just get out. Like, if you don't love it, like, you have to be immersed in it. You know?
It takes time to be immersed in it.
Well, who starts doing stand-up before they're immersed in it? I mean, who goes to stand-up before you have a love for it? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I know. I listen.
It's not like something that you start like ballet because your parents put you in it. It's your own choice at that point.
Well, if people go, I want to do comedy. They might have seen comics, or they might, but they don't know the history yet.
Well, the one thing that I know, the comics that I like, they love comedy. They love talking about it. They love going to watch it. I mean, at some point, maybe 10 years in, that part wanes. But I still love watching comedy. I could have watched Sam's whole set last night.
Yeah,
I would have been totally fine to sit there.
I mean, Chris Rock, we got to mention his name in every podcast,
Chris Rock,
right?
Fantastic, loves comedy, loves talking about comedy.
Yes.
When we did the documentary, a lot of the comedians, they said, well, you know, initially said they would give us 45 minutes. They would have talked forever.
Yes, they would have.
Because they like talking about comedy. And they don't fucking send emails like, any tips on how to host? No, you would already know. You would already fucking know because you've already put in so much fucking
time.
Well, fucking
James told him to email me. I should fucking call James.
Well, James is not a comedian, though. He's off the hook. He's a nice guy. He probably, the guy was probably bothering James. And James was like, oh, I don't fucking feel like dealing with this shit. I'm going to tell him to email Voss.
Yeah, fuck, don't send these fucking guys my way.
And also, if you're going to, you know, James is great about, he does find good comedians. He does have a good eye. But he should do a little bit more vetting with these fucking idiots.
Well,
you know,
I yelled at him on Facebook.
He should have to like interview people like, who are your favorite comedians? And it doesn't matter who they say, just the fact that they have them.
He had all these, a list of comics working his club, James.
Mm-hmm.
And he had, you know, a line of credit under, you know, he has some good comics coming in, too. And under mine, it said Opie and Anthony. I wrote, how about Women Aren't Funny? Or he has his own radio show on Sirius. Yeah. And there's no more fucking Opie and Anthony.
Because okay? They're just lazy from doing it.
Yes. Yeah. How about Women Aren't Funny? For now,
oh, my God. I still get
credit.
Last comic standing.
Okay.
So annoying.
Well, listen, where are you this weekend?
I'm in Toronto, and then I'm in the Radisson Inn. Sunday night, I'm at Scranton, wherever that is.
With Bob Levy?
Yeah, whatever.
He's, I don't know.
Scranton, Pennsylvania? Yeah. Scranton, Pennsylvania. It's the Radisson Inn with Bob Levy. Should be a good time.
Bob Levy's in love with you.
You know, it's a normal thing.
Is it?
It's only you that hates me.
This weekend I'll be at Helium, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday in Buffalo, and then Sunday I'll be at the Comedy Bar in Toronto. Then Monday I'm doing some golf.
So you're going to be in the Comedy Bar Sunday night. It's just a weird thing that I got booked Friday, Saturday, then I leave. We don't even see each other, and then you come in Sunday.
You got that right.
What hotel are you staying at?
I'm back in Buffalo, baby.
Oh, you're not even staying. Oh.
I'm headed right back to Buffalo unless some hot chick wants to put me up. If there's a hot chick in Toronto.
I should just extend my hotel one night for you.
No, I'm going back to Buffalo.
All right.
Peace out.
If you enjoyed My Wife Hates Me, subscribe and check out all the great podcasts at riotcast.com.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true that somewhere deep down she loves him too.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.